This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Obviously a tough game yesterday. Give credit to the Ravens. Really good job on defense. We knew they were really good defense going in, holding teams to 13 points, you know, those last 6 weeks. Had a good plan, played well, you know, credit our guys. You know, they fought to the end. We didn't get in, you know, do enough on offense. That starts with me. But we were there at the end and, you know, didn't quite make enough plays to get it done.
Do you think in Josh's development, his maturation, that he needed to see something like that, something that he can measure from, and he's shown that he's a good learner, mm-hmm. that he can learn from, and that was good, maybe bad from a result perspective, but good from a maturity perspective?
Yeah, I think, look, he's had games, we've had games where people have pressured. You know, Coach Martindale, that's what they do. They pressure a lot. Sometimes it's with a post safety, sometimes it's with two safeties, sometimes with no safeties. We had 16, what we call blitz zeros yesterday, executed against some of them and some we didn't. You know, their decision was to pressure. We anticipated there was going to be some pressure. We got to do a good job of dialing up the right ones and executing them when we have an opportunity to. Yeah. Yeah. No, because when you study all the games that he's done, some he's had more, some he's had less. Again, was very aggressive. He did them in all areas of the field. He did them in, you know, the red zone on the touchdown to Cole, a 2-point play, some third downs, some first and second downs when we're on our side, when we're on their side. A very aggressive play caller. Yeah, I think that's for all of us. You know, you again, each week is week to week, and you learn from the things that, you know, whether it gave you an issue or you need to do better on, and you apply them for that week going into it, whether you get it or you don't get it. You know, it's a copycat league a lot of the times, and you try to make sure that, you know, what you're putting together and what we're executing is the right stuff. Sure, he's a good player. He's got quickness, elusiveness, good vision. You know, you can use him in the pass game and in the running game. He's a good young player.
Yesterday was probably the most extensive you've used him in the pass game. Some of the spread looks that you went.
Sure.
What steps has he taken to kind of earn maybe some more opportunities in that area of the game?
Yeah, he works at it during the week. I think he's got a great mentor in Frank and Skip. You know, we do one-on-ones every week in practice. You just try to, you know, add stuff to his plate. He's a smart young player. He makes sure it's not too much, but enough that he can handle. You know, we were close on that one at the end of the game. They played, you know, blitz zero, and he ran, you know, by the guy, and we just missed it there.
How do you think he fared? I mean, there was a lot of blitz picked up for him.
Sure.
How do you think he fared yesterday?
Like a lot of guys, like all of us, some good, some bad. You know, we had a variety of I'd say, protection schemes, different looks to try to counteract some of their looks. He's a smart guy. He's, you know, all that stuff is good for him as we get going here in the later part of December.
Behind Devin, Frank has hit kind of a tough stretch here, at least statistically. What do you have to do differently to get him going, to get Devin some support so it doesn't feel like it's all on him?
Sure. Well, I mean, the personnel stuff we've used, we've went with Devin for the most part. The times that Frank has been in, you know, there's a fairly loaded box in some of those situations. I've got a lot of confidence in Frank. and we'll just see how it goes as December goes. But he can run all the plays that we need him to run. We've went with Devin here these last couple weeks with the style of play that we've been using.
Yeldon hasn't been active in quite a while for you guys, but you know where's he at in terms of practice? And, you know, is he an option for
it? Yeah, he's doing everything the way we need him to be. I think that's always you know Coach McDermott revisits that every week. Good teammate, works hard. You know, if he's called upon, I'm sure he'll be ready.
How much is on Josh's point before the snap in terms of protection?
At times, quite a bit. At other times, you know, you could have certain protection schemes that just gap it all up and you take them as they come. But he has quite a bit of responsibility, I would say, in the overall organization of protections, whether that be a point or a redirect or a slide if he needs to do something. You know, you can't have alerts on every play when you're playing a team that pressures a bunch, or else it's going to be a slow process. Sometimes you get up and snap it quick before they get ready. And he made quite a bit of those calls yesterday, I would say, throughout the game.
How do you help Dawson navigate through the inconsistencies? Because we've seen him make one-handed grabs,
sure,
contested down the sidelines, and also miss what appear, at least, to be easier plays for him to make.
Yeah, you have a positive approach. It's a tough league. People are going to make mistakes. Players are going to make mistakes, coaches, but you have to have good mental resiliency and confidence in your guys. And I told Rob, I said, hey, make sure you get to him right away because we're going to come right back to him. Have a lot of confidence in him. You know, it's not always going to be perfect. You're going to have to fight through some things, and whether it's a young player, an old player, and Dawson's in this case, you know, he's a strong-minded guy. Have a lot of confidence in him. Just play the next play.
Josh said after the game he thought maybe he could have taken a little bit more of what the defense gave him early on in the game. He did have a couple guys open, though, he tried for downfield. So would you agree with that, or are you okay with the shots he took?
Yeah, I mean, we were behind the defense on a few plays there and just didn't connect. And there was other times I'd say, you know, if you got read one and read one's open, then go ahead and give it to him. But, you know, like the third play of the game, we started out, look, we didn't execute. I didn't do a good enough job with it. We had some three and outs early on, never got into a good rhythm. So that first third down was a long play there to smoke where, you know, the safety came down and we had him, just missed on it. And then the next one was a third and 12 where he was just reading it down top to bottom. It was a levels play. I think he settled in as the game went on. And again, that defense is a tough defense. It's a tough defense to prepare for. And then when you get out there in live action, they do so many different things. They have so many different fronts, so many different pressures, they play every coverage that you can play. You know, give them credit. They did a really good job.
What's the challenge of developing a consistent screen game when you have a quarterback that escapes the pocket and defenses are obviously aware of that?
Sure. No, screens are good. You know, we had a couple perimeter screens and the one that got called back there on the hold. You know, screens are usually hit and miss in this league. You watch them, you know, from week to week with all the teams, and there's a bunch of bad ones and then there's a bunch of good ones. And the good ones are usually really big ones, like the one we had in Washington. And we came back and ran a different one, and it's a throw it in the dirt. They're hard to practice, you know, because you're not always getting the full rush like a game rush. So you got to take time, you know, whether that's during a special teams period or whatever it may be, to just to go walk through the things and try to get the best looks you can get. You know, so.
This Pittsburgh team, I know you just started preparing, but this is a team that, you know, was written off after Big Ben went out. What's been your thought process on what they're doing with defense as well?
They're really good. Yeah, I think they got 8 or 9 first rounders. They can rush the passer. They can stop the run. I mean, again, we're just starting on them here, but I think they're first in takeaways, second in league in negative plays, first in sacks. Good situational football team. They're 7-1 in their last 8. They're 3-0 in their last 3. Got a lot of good players. They got a good coaching staff. Again, the scheme and stuff, we're getting onto them now, but, you know, just a brief time that I started, it's some pretty impressive group. It's, you know, another top five or six defense like Denver was, like Dallas was, like Baltimore is, like they are. So we're going to have to do a good job of putting a good plan, having a good week, and then playing in a tough environment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.